Deborah Watson's memories of Hurricane Katrina are vivid. She says she and her fiancé were stranded by the floodwaters.
The water had diesel fuel in it and a lot of debris and things in it. The flood water was like up to my chin, a little over my chin, when we stepped out. And we left out in groups. We walked through the flood water to the Crescent City Bridge, which was like 2 miles.
After the floodwaters came, Watson's apartment building was not livable, and her job as a city bus driver in New Orleans was on hold. So after evacuating and while living in temporary housing in Baton Rouge, Watson began phoning members of her former transit union in hopes of setting up contact with a potential employer. The labor group in Louisiana and a Milwaukee union steered her toward driving buses in Milwaukee, the city where she was raised and still has family members. Today, Watson tries to joke with passengers as they board and leave the bus she drives for the Milwaukee County Transit System. Watson's jovial nature hides what she calls her stressful recovery from the evacuation. She claims few people in her new social setting realize the hardships she has endured. They certainly do not question her about her past.
Nobody has ever asked me anything. I don't even think they know. I like it that way.
But Watson admits that Midwestern Reserve is double-edged.
People in New Orleans are totally different. They're the most wonderful people you ever met in your life. Very helpful, very friendly, you know. People here are kind of distant. They distance themselves from you.
Watson doesn't want to dwell on the downside. Instead, she is positive about her future.
I've moved into permanent housing, and I feel comfortable, very comfortable. I'm on my job. I love my job. I've learned my routes. For the most part, I don't get lost like I did at first.
The desire to move on even rules out thoughts of returning to flood-prone New Orleans.
No, because it's going to happen again. Then what happens next time it happens? You may not survive. You may not be able to get out. I'm home to stay. I'm not going back.
Deborah Watson plans to marry her fiancé within the next year. Scott Crumsey, Wisconsin Public Radio.